Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about drawing near to God, and I want to read to you from James chapter 4, verses 8, 9, and 10. There we read this. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Again, that's James chapter 4, verses 8, 9, and 10. And James, here writing at the Holy Spirit's inspiration, gave us a remarkable promise. He said this, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The call to draw near to God is both an invitation and it's a promise. It's no good to submit to God's authority and to resist the devil's attack and then to fail to draw near to God. We have it as a promise. God will draw near to us as we draw near to him. The old English commentator Adam Clark said it like this. He said, when a soul sets out to seek God, God sets out to meet that soul, so that while we are drawing near to him, he is drawing near to us. Now, what does it mean to draw near to God? That great preacher of Victorian England, Charles Spurgeon, he considered it a few ways. He said this, we draw near to God in worship, praise, and prayer. We draw near to God by asking counsel of God. We draw near to God by enjoying communion with God. And next he said, we draw near to God in the general course and tenor of your life. You see, in one way, this text illustrates the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. In the Old Covenant, God told Moses not to come closer to the burning bush, and he told him to take off his sandals. Under the New Covenant, God says to the sinner, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. The ground between God and the sinner has been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, and we can come close through that blood. This text also shows what God wants to do for the sinner. It does not say, draw near to God and he will save you, or draw near to God and he will forgive you, though both of those things are true. But what it says is, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. God wants to be near to us. He wants to have a close relationship and fellowship with the individual. Now, as James continued, he reminded us of an essential aspect of drawing near to God. He says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Friends, as we draw near to God, we will be convicted of our sin. So what do? We lament and mourn and weep as appropriate under the conviction of sin, and we're compelled to find cleansing for our sin at the cross. Then James concludes with this thought, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. As we come as humble sinners before a holy God, not coming as self-righteous religious people, as Jesus explained in Luke chapter 18, when we come humbly, when we properly humble ourselves before God, then he will lift us up. Because God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And grace, the undeserved favor of God, it will always lift us up. So today, get lifted up by humbling yourself in the sight of God.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.